Blog Talk Radio.
All right, good evening, everybody. This is the co-host, KT. I'm actually filling in for Dr. Rock. He's out of town, coming to a town near you, just making the rounds right now in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Once again, this is KT, the co-host, filling in for Dr. Rock. He's out of town right now. Everybody, while I got your ear, let me just tell you about the site called brandnew.me. That's .me, brandnew.me. Also, if you get a chance to go get the book, Computer Love, by Dr. Rock. It says, Hot Like Cayenne Made Zane Go Insane in the Membrane. And while I'm talking about books and the site, let me tell you about our guest for next week. That's Radonna Hines, a.k.a. Religion, out of Houston, 44. That's Northside Acres Homes, for those of y'all who don't know. We're talking about her. She's a new author in the Stable of Intimate Space Publishing Group. Got a new book coming out called Peaches and Cream. So y'all need to check that out. So we're actually going to go ahead and get started. And if you want y'all to grab that bottle of Chardonnay, just kind of sit back and relax. You know how we do it in here. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Yeah.
All right, we're back. How can you not love that song? Sometimes that's all it takes. Tell them that you love them and everything will be all right. So we're talking about Renaissance man. What is a Renaissance man? We're talking about a man for all occasions. We're talking about a man strong enough to protect, sensitive enough to understand. Vast intellect, profound poetically, and balanced in self. So we're going to bring in 713. 713. You there?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing? All right. So tell us, what you know a brother like that, a Renaissance man? We're talking about someone who's vast in all areas, a brother for all seasons. Do you know anybody like that?
Yeah, I think I know just one like that.
Just one?
Just one so far. I'm not looking for me.
Well, I understand. Yeah, you shouldn't be out there diving. Well, tell us about this. What makes this one a Renaissance man, a man for all seasons and all occasions?
He can do everything. Everything. He's highly educated, sophisticated, have swagger in his step. He can make you laugh, and he definitely can sing.
Oh, he can sing. Okay.
Yeah, he can sing. Got to get him a little more in the kitchen, and he can cook, too.
All right, so we go. Yeah, you're gonna try to work on making him even more Renaissance man. Get him a little bit more well-rounded. Got to kind of get him in that kitchen, see if he can cook you up a meal or two, right?
Exactly. Great massager, knows how to pop toes and everything else.
All right, so we're talking about Renaissance. So we've talked about so far a man that can pop toes, that can cook, who's funny, who's well-educated. So let's talk about another version of the Renaissance man, because some people may have different definitions of the Renaissance man. My definition is someone who's about revival, who's about rebirth without losing any essence of himself, grounded and founded in himself. So let's talk about another kind of Renaissance. So let's say you have that brother who's stepping out of that Porsche in that $500 Armani seersucker suit, who's walking up to his downtown condo, has come back downstairs, have a group of models and such waiting on him with a cool bottle of Chardonnay. And then you think, well, this guy is just another big money brother. But then you talk to him and you see that he is educated. You see that he is sensitive enough to understand. You see that he is all those things. Would you still classify him as a Renaissance man, or would that image of him have been destroyed by that first impression that you received?
I think he is still a Renaissance man. Like you said earlier, define that word as a Renaissance man. Most male want to think they are, but first of all, to become a Renaissance man, you first have to know who you are, and then all the others will be added on.
Exactly. I think you.
How
think
could
you
a Renaissance? Go on. Sorry.
No, you go ahead. I'm sorry.
How could a Renaissance man say they're all equally balanced within themselves if they don't have any compassion to the one who they sleep with, or they have that, you know, like a heart of stone type of man that really show no feelings or emotion? They're still Renaissance man if they show it, you know?
All right, I think you hit the nail on the head a little early when you said knowing yourself.
Exactly.
That would be the first step. Like you said, how can you be a Renaissance man? How can you be a man of all seasons if you're not even in tune with the one who matters first? And I don't mean first as in selfishness. I mean first as in the first knowledge is that of self. So how can
right.
you be a Renaissance man if you're not balanced in self? And I've seen a lot of brothers who claim to be Renaissance men, but sometimes I think they're kind of playing themselves because they don't know themselves, or they rely so much on their swagger. First step to being a Renaissance man, in my opinion, is that you first have to have a grounding of oneself. And you can't rely on something such as your swagger or your Armani suit or your bottle of Chardonnay or any of those kind of things. You have to first have a sense of self and a grounding within oneself. And I think that's a lot of things, that's one thing that our so-called Renaissance men seem to lack. What do you think?
I think so too. You can be well-rounded education-wise, but when it comes down to the other side of the coin, you're lacking this and you're lacking that. But I'm not saying a Renaissance man is that perfect individual man. He just know how to handle himself, and just like a pizza, every slice is almost evenly, except for one.
Yeah, that's the first up. Well, no, I like that. That's the first I've ever heard it plays, but I like that. I mean, you said it like it, like we can roll with that. We're gonna roll with that for
okay.
a second. You said it's sliced like a pizza. The key word there is being even. And
exactly.
what I hear from the word even is being equal parts this, equal parts that. So once again, we go back to that well-roundedness.
Mm-hmm.
We go back to that, not just the jack of all trades, but at least trying to become a master of those trades.
Right,
so I think that's
right.
that's back what we're going back to. We're not just talking about being able to afford those suits. We're not just talking about things of a material nature. We're talking about...
Yeah, you can be a Renaissance man in either blue collar, white collar, you know, or no collar. You can still be that Renaissance man.
Right, exactly.
You don't have to wear the Armani suits all the time. We don't have to go out to a fine restaurant all the time. When I come home from work, my restaurant can be right here on a nice table with a nice bottle of Chardonnay and a candle lit. Have my bath water drawn. Well, the children, or if you, either you have children or you don't, that can be your fine restaurant right there. And your Renaissance man can be waiting right there while you get home. Or it can be vice versa, ladies. When he comes home, you have that bottle of Chardonnay chilled and his favorite meal cooked and his bath drawn with a nice silk PJ waiting on him.
Oh, we got another 713 who's going to give us some insight. 713, you there?
Yo.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
This is the doctor. I'm calling you from my cell phone in Minnesota. I'm not sure how long I'm going to be able to stay on, though, guys.
So how are you enjoying so far? Are you disappointed in your co-host?
Well, I didn't catch the first one. But you know, you're the man.
Well, you're doing
it,
so
the immortal doctor. So what do you have for us? So what information and insight can you give us?
I just landed in Minnesota. My driver is listening in, so we're going to just try to add to some of this information about a Renaissance man, a man of all occasions, for all occasions. I hope you told the callers about AKA Real Religion coming in next week.
Oh, yes, sir. We have.
Good. Yeah, she's a prolific author right there out of the north side, out of that 44. She's got a new book. It's pretty, I think, Dr. Rock in Intimate Space. We're going to pin this genre, hip-hop Shakespeare, poetic reality. She's a deep sister. But back to the topic at hand, the Renaissance man. I kind of use that cliche, that monicum, that title, myself. I like to think that I'm a man of all occasions, well-traveled, well-read, pretty much acclimated anywhere I go on this planet. But it has a lot to do with being self-assured. And I tell brothers all the time, anybody can have verbal rap ability, but when you can back it up, you know, that's that slicing that pizza. I think like that earlier caller said, it's everything comes out what they call with equitable distribution of the wealth. You know, you can deal it out and you can issue it out pretty much. And you can give unconditionally. The Renaissance man is secure enough to give unconditionally with agape love. He's able to love through the pain, through the disappointments, and I think that's important for us to know. One of the other things that I wanted to say about a Renaissance man, I think if you guys listen to India Irie, she had a little piece of song called, what's the name of that song? I Love
Is the Truth.
Show Me How to Love or something like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's a real pretty song. It's a ballad.
It's a very pretty song.
Yeah, she says that her man is a man that is a sensitive man, a spiritual man, in tune with himself and in love with the arts and something to that effect. You know, that's the kind of guy. A man doesn't have to be all the time strong and confined within himself. A true Renaissance man knows how to be sensitive and nurture a child, a small girl or boy. and also his woman when he need, when she needs, you know, nurturing and sensitivity. He's the kind of guy who can, he has all the answers if you want answers. If you don't, he'll just listen. Because I found that out also. Everybody doesn't want you to answer all their questions and have the answers to all their problems. So I'm going to hold on. I'm going to just hold on and let you guys do what you do. And, you know, go ahead and get the other caller back in because she was kind of insightful on what we're talking about today. And I want you to give them the best you got, KT, because I know you got a lot of insight on this too. But it, it's still cold up here in Minnesota, and we're just trying to make it to the hotel.
All right. So, caller, back to 713. So what else you have to add for us?
How about the Renaissance man?
Yes.
I like what Dr. Rock had to say. He do have to know what Jack or what person. I wouldn't say that he's multi, you know, like split personality. No, I'm not saying that at all. But you have to know which, you need to help me out, the word I'm trying to find, which insight when you see his child hurt or his woman is a little down or either something is going wrong in the relationship, he knows exactly which one to pull. He doesn't have to be, whoa, a man, you know, that sort of have that sort of image all the time, that like a cast iron image, since I'm Mr. America or whatever word you ladies or men want to use for that particular person as a Renaissance man. They know exactly, like Kenny Rogers used to say, when to fold it.
Know when to hold them, know when to fold them.
Exactly.
Well, there's something else that was said earlier that struck a chord with me, and it leads me to think this thing. If you're truly a Renaissance man, what Dr. Rock said earlier about being able to love a child,
mm-hmm.
and that made me think of something. In order to be this man, you have to have something called, you have to have that emotional intelligence.
Right.
So, and I know that may sound kind of strange. We're talking about Renaissance man, and you mix in emotional intelligence, but I think it fits, especially what we were talking about earlier. So you
mm-hmm.
have to be able to like I say, give and love selflessly. You have to be able to, when you talk to people or when you're with someone, if there's someone you're close to and they're feeling badly, you have to be able to at least pick up on that, at least try to comfort that person.
Right.
And not always with them having to tell you, because sometimes people won't reach out to you, but
yeah.
if you reach out to them, they certainly will reach back, and that's just one facet of it. If you're going to call yourself,
at least we would hope they would reach out back to you.
therein lies the question. I mean, can they be considered that kind of a Renaissance man if they are not willing to reach out to someone emotionally? I mean, we're talking about a man of all seasons here.
Mm-hmm.
So that has to be included.
Right.
So I'm gonna ask this question. So if a man is, I don't want to say incapable, but
mm-hmm.
if they do not have that particular facet of their personality, or that particular facet of their character, or at least it hasn't been shown yet, that ability to love selflessly.
And this is only my opinion. I think that it has to be shown. It has to be taught from, you know, from knee high, like our parents like to say, knee high to a duck. It has to be instilled in them. And if it's not, then whoever that individual person is seeing, and that female is so, you know, touchy and huggy and lovey, of course it can rub off on him. I don't think he have a heart of stone that he can't feel anything. And it also can go back if he's been burnt by previous relationship, because it goes back if a male or a female has been burnt in previous relationship, their guard is going to be up all the time. That yellow sign is all, that yellow flag is always going to be waving in the back of their mind. Okay, like waiting for the ball to drop. So, and it always go back to, you have to know who you are. You have to know yourself.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter what, I can throw anything at you, anything. But, you know, I know who I am. So what are you trying to tell me? This is who I am because this is what you said? No, I know myself. 110%. I know myself.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely the number one thing you have to do is you have to know yourself. Speaking of this topic again, I was reading a little bit of the book lately, Computer Love, and I was thinking, well, this fella in here, you know, I personally don't rush the judgment of myself. I'm thinking this man in this book, the person the stories are based on, I'm saying, well, this person seems like a Renaissance man himself because he seems to be a gentleman of all seasons. And once again, if you haven't had a chance to, please go pick up that book, Computer Love, and also check out the site, brandnew.me. And also check back with us next week. We're going to have an up-and-coming author on our show, as Dr. Rock mentioned earlier, Radonna Hines, a.k.a. Real Religion. But we're gonna stay on the topic this week because, you know, you leave it in the hands of the co-host. I like to I'm a Renaissance man of conversation. I like to be well-traveled in all types of controversial areas. So don't leave it to me. So we're going to get back to the topic. I watched the movie Love Jones, and the two characters, Nina and Darius, when they first met, she said, so you're just a Renaissance black man. You like poetry, music, and photography. So, to me, that speaks to love of the arts and knowledge of the arts, and that is an extension of one's intellect. So, just say if a person does not know a whole lot about art, and I know this is a very specific point, but we say Renaissance man is a man for all seasons. Does that person have to know about things such as art and music and be able to, maybe even if not express himself, will he be able to recognize beauty in those particular things for him to be considered a Renaissance man? Or do you think that's a negligible or thing or something that you could ignore? What are your thoughts on that, 713?
Remember, Renaissance man is supposed to be well-balanced. So
right.
Art, you don't have to be deep into art to know it. You can distinguish the difference between a fine china and just a plain plate, right?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you here. I just found out the difference between a salad fork and a shrimp fork myself, so if you don't, then you shouldn't feel too badly.
But I think he should know. He should be able to carry himself, even if he go to an opera. And I'm sure if he's going someplace and he doesn't know where he's going or that particular site or, like you say, a theater, I'm sure he's going to do his background so that when he does go and they have a little, intermission, he's going to have to carry himself so he'll be able to hold a conversation with that particular group that he's going with. Because you don't want to call yourself a Renaissance man and here we are at a opera and you don't know what the person is singing. You don't know what it's trying to say. You don't know anything. You just know you're going to an opera, but you're a Renaissance man now. No, I think that particular person is going to do his or her, research on what he's going to go to so he can have and hold that conversation with someone else group-wise.
We got 713 bringing some sophistication back to the Dr. Rock show in his absence. We're a Renaissance show. We talk about all things for all seasons, not just Chardonnay and booty shorts. We're talking about the opera. We're talking about the arts. We're talking about the Renaissance man, So once again, one situation that I knew of, well, I want to say recently. It was kind of recent. So it was a male associate of mine, someone I've been knowing since my college days. So he referred to himself as a Renaissance man. And we were just having a conversation, you know, like brothers do about, you know, women and education and arts and all these other kind of things. And so we were just kind of talking about things such as music. And I've always thought if you're a Renaissance type of man, you have to know about these kind of things like music, like jazz, not just about hip hop, not just about R&B. Just if you're going to be a Renaissance man, I'm thinking things that are revived from the past, a certain style, a certain class, a certain swagger, if you will.
Wow.
Not just things of a contemporary nature. We're talking about knowledge and appreciation of things that are from antiquity to modernity. So I think that is definitely a very essential part. If you're going to call yourself a Renaissance man, you have to have an appreciation and an understanding of things, not just contemporary, but things also classical, not just music, you know, not just art. We're talking about things of the world in general.
Right.
But I'm sorry, go ahead, 713.
I think I agree with you totally. We can't be stuck on the bebop all the time. We have to venture out sometimes, get out of our comfort zone and go and explore something else other than our culture that we're so used to being. Go to, like I said earlier, opera, ballet. We don't know exactly what male. We don't. Do you guys like opera? First of all, no. We're talking about that. Do you like opera? Do you even like to go to a ballet? I'm sure if you have a daughter that's in ballet, of course you're going to have to go. But let's say, for instance, you don't. Will you still consider taking that your mate out to something different other than going to the movies? You know, I don't know.
Well,
do you guys like that?
I personally only been to one opera, and I can say I did like it.
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't speak Italian, but I did like it. And that's another thing. If you don't know about it definitely, at least you can show an appreciation for it. It's just something that, if it's something that you're just now being exposed to, or just it's something that you're just finding out for yourself. That's something that you can show an appreciation for, or you can try to learn a little bit more about. Like as far as ballet, I've never gone to a ballet personally.
Oh, okay.
But once again, that's not something I've shown. You asked the question, if you were going out with your mate, can you do something like that other than just going to the movies? That's another thing. You have to be able to keep an open mind.
Right.
You're truly going to be. It's truly going to be a man of all seasons. It's not always going to. It's just not always going to be the season that you're used to. And as you said before, stepping outside of your own culture, we have to be able to step outside of our own incubators. An incubator is something that keeps you safe and warm, correct?
Right.
You have to be able to step outside of that area that you believe just strictly keeps you safe and warm. Step outside of your own culture, your own incubator, and experience some of these other things.
That's true. I mean, a couple of years before I even moved here, I didn't like golf. I thought golf was very boring. On the other hand, my brother, he plays golf. And once you start to get to learn what a putt is, don't ask me because I don't know. The 9-iron and all of that little gadgets that go in that golf, different golf clubs. It's quite interesting. The only thing you're really doing is hitting a little white ball and trying to get it as close as you can to that hole. That's the only thing that I learned about golf. But it's quite interesting. Tennis is another thing that's very intriguing, just like soccer. That's different for us. Totally different for us.
Right. Let's take it to the other side. We've talked about all these things that they're generally not exposed to us, maybe, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take it to the other side. Let's take it to the side where the things that are exposed to us. So what about brother who has all these things, who knows all these things, but, you know, his brother, he likes to hang out on the corner, not do anything illegal, just that cool kind of cat, just like to hang out on the corner, knows everyone in the neighborhood,
right.
You know, that kind of brother, the brother who, you know, who likes to sip on his cognac and his nice bottle of wine, but also the brother who can toss back a bud. Now, we're not advertising for bud because they're not paying Dr. Rock any money, but we're just going to say, just toss back a brew. and just and just be cool and down like that. See, that brother, he can be a Renaissance man also.
Right.
And
yes,
as we said before, a man of all seasons.
He can, because he's still in the comfort of his environment. That, like you said, that corner can be his own corner where his house sits on that 3 acre of land. And you really have to just be comfortable. Once again, I always go back to, you have to be comfortable within. That's it's just simple as that. And no one's here is what Dr. Rock always say, a prestidigitator here. Nobody is all the time flipping corners, but a Renaissance man is should be a person very interesting. Never a dull moment with that person.
And he's also going to have to be that kind of person. You said, you made a comment earlier, 713, about your Renaissance man. He can pop your toes. Well, see, now, me personally, like I said, this is the co-host. Now, I'm a little, what's the word we want to say? We'll use the word, we'll be gentle and use the word wayward. So I'm thinking, well, a true Renaissance man, he has to have all these things that we've discussed before, but he also has to have the ability to not only pop the toes, but he also has to be able to crack your back. You know what
wow.
I mean?
yes. I know what you mean by that. Yeah. Oh, you want me to elaborate on that, huh?
Well, you don't have to elaborate too much.
Yeah, a Renaissance man has to be able to do that, not just say he's a Renaissance man and don't do it at all. That's really contradicting himself, you know.
Well, yeah, if he's a Renaissance man, he says he's a man of all seasons. That is probably the oldest season of all time. So you're definitely going to have to be well-versed in that particular season to say that you're a man of all seasons.
Exactly. Exactly right. Because that part right there, that plays an important part in your relationship. I mean, not saying you have to get your back cracked every night, every hour, every second, every minute. You know, every time you're at a, you know, pass
who
a little
that?
Alley. Every time you pass an alley here, you're going to park your little car right there. Okay, it's time to roll. No, it's every once in a while. I'm not saying three times out of 31 days that's not considered a Renaissance man, or not considered a Renaissance man or not doing anything at all. You're just an ordinary man. But, yeah, they have to be well-rounded, definitely have to be well-rounded. And just because they're well-rounded and they are a Renaissance man, it doesn't mean that they're perfect. You understand?
Right.
It does not mean that they're perfect, because there is no perfect person out there.
Right.
We all have our flaws and our ticks and clicks, moods and attitudes. But we as an individual person have to know how to handle each one of those moods that we're going through and attitude that we're in. So, I like the idea of that Renaissance man, well-rounded. Indeed, especially if he's educated. I like an educated brother, definitely.
Okay.
That can hold on his own. And I like to laugh, that knows how to make you laugh, and serious. Yeah, when they're serious, you can tell when they're serious.
And you brought up an interesting point. You said they don't have to be perfect, because as human beings, we are not perfect. We are not infallible by any means or any stretch of the imagination. But you also brought up something else. You said he has to understand the attitudes that you have on a daily basis. The you know, attitudes you may have, the attitudes you may have the next day. And once again, we're not talking about someone who's perfect, because we always get that all the time about that IBM, that ideal black man. And that term is just so subjective. I mean, it goes far beyond the saying beauty is in the eye of the beholder, because it's so subjective. You have that label IBM, and you're liable to have as many definitions as you have people you're asking it to.
Right.
So that's definitely not what we're talking about, that perfection, that, that ideal black man. As 713 said before, we're talking about someone who understands what mood you might be in, and goes back to what we talked about before, about that emotional intelligence, someone who's willing to reach out, someone who's willing to ask you, baby, you seem like you know you had a bad day, you know, how about we just kind of sit down and talk about it? And as opposed to the man who's not reaching out or who does not have that emotional intelligence, who would just say, well, what you walking around the house mad for? You know, this person, the Renaissance man, has to show that kind of compassion. As Dr. Rock said before, he has to be willing and able, or at least show an ability to love and care with compassion and with selflessness. So it's going to be the one who actually can reach out to you. And sometimes when you're upset, you don't want to make the first move to try to get the issue resolved. I mean, no matter who is at fault or whatever, the brother who's a real brother for all season will recognize that and reach out to you and ask you, is something the matter? Let's sit down and talk about it. Is there anything I can do to help you feel better? Selflessness.
Okay,
I help you.
Yeah. This is
but you know, too, KT,
chime in again.
Hello?
Yes, Dr. Rock. Can I chime in again?
Oh, go ahead.
You can always chime in.
Just got to my hotel, checked in, and so forth. This topic, we chose this topic for a very good reason. I mean, today we live in a society where men are being bashed, put down, and so forth. And there are some men out there. I know some brothers who love their kids, try to be the best father, the best husband they can. They work as hard as they can, you know. And even though the world is against us, we got to keep our head up, and we have to be strong for our women. But another thing about a Renaissance man is that, yeah, he's a man of the arts, sciences, you know, astrology. He has all the answers. Most importantly, I'm going to say it like Kanye. He know he the shit. Regardless of what anybody says, you can hate me, but you can't stop me. Because all those haters are simply going to become my motivators. You know, he knows he's on a mission. He's got a master plan. That's usually what women are attracted to about him. His confidence and the fact that he has direction. He's not just out here floating, going to the plantation, come home, pick up a box of chicken, and hit the remote control and yell at the kids. He's beyond that. He creates an environment for his kids where they can be nurtured and they can learn beyond this, what they're given in school, in a normal educational environment. You know, he's the guy, like I said, he knows he's the shit. And if everybody gets with the plan, he can save his intimate space, his own little world. He can make that a better place. But again, we're back to those social dynamics. Again, if you guys get a copy of the book, Computer Love, it speaks about the social dynamics that plague us every day, relationships, and make it difficult for us to do what we need to do. And that's simply two becoming one, the way God planned it. So I'm going to go ahead and get unpacked, go downstairs, get a bottle of vino, because everybody's doing the mixer thing. And I just want you guys to have a good show. I appreciate you holding down the fort for me, KT, the hostess with the mostest. And we always appreciate our callers because these shows are going to be archived. And, you know, people will listen to these shows on the Internet. They'll go to Blog Talk Radio. Sometimes they go to my website and they listen in to the shows. And that's what we want. You know, that's what we want. We just want to touch somebody somewhere in that special place. So you guys go ahead and do what you do. This is Dr. Rock signing out.
Okay.
Well, the Dr. Rock made me feel kind of bad because I eat chicken today.
That's all right. It's a healthy thing. It's okay. Not too bad.
But yeah, once again, he brought up a really good point about the social dynamics that's facing those, you know, Renaissance men or not, and you have to be able to withstand some of those social dynamics. But
we're going to get
back on the topic. Is there anything that you can take from what Dr. Rock just left us with?
Yes, the nurturing of the family.
You said the nurturing man of the family?
Yes. Yes.
So you think that's a true responsibility? Because usually we lay that responsibility on a woman to be nurtured, as Dr. Rock just said.
You know,
the man who's Renaissance man, he knows that he is what he is. To use his phrase, he knows that he is the shit.
It is
my expression, but he knows.
It is the woman's responsibility to be the nurturing, the caregiver. That's why we are here, the help maker in the house. It's also a responsibility for the man, because the man plays a very key and vital role in a household. He's just like that lion protecting everybody else on that valley. The lion is the king of the hill. So without mm-hmm. that king of the hill, you will have something missing. That child will have a missing link in his or her life as they grow up. Because without a father in the household, something is going to be lacking. That balance is not going to be there. Yes, the mom going to have to go out and work. She's not going to be totally the nurturing all the time, because when the child comes home, the child is coming home to an empty house. Nowadays, in this stage and time, there's two parent family working. But 9 times out of 10, someone's going to beat that child home, or that child or that parent going to come home about 30 minutes after that, when that child, you know, gets home. But it all boils down to the father. The father is the glue in the household. He is the glue.
Right, like you said, the king, you know, the king of that castle. And if you truly what you say you are, if you truly it, I'm gonna paraphrase this, how you truly it, then you have to bestow that same attitude, or at least try to bestow that same attitude upon your cubs. If you are truly the king, then a king, the first message that a child gives to the world is taught by his parents. And if you are if you're truly that man, you have to give the same kind of message to your cubs when they go out into the world and make a name for themselves. And there will be no doubt as to where they got. There will be no doubt as to who they are. And they know they'll be that person. They know they'll be that one. So if you are truly this man of all seasons, if you're truly a king and you have cubs, you're going to definitely have to give them that same kind of attitude, that same kind of wisdom and confidence.
Right.
So, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Yes, because once that family have been, that man have been removed out of that household, you know, you can see, I mean, you can look at society today with our boys. Our boys are rapping, they're out of control, along with some of the girls. The boys right now have to find a father figure or a mentor in the gangs or someplace else. The girls is totally out of control. They're doing everything except being young ladies. And they're our future. So we need to get that Renaissance man back into the household. So that he can do what he needs to do far as being a father in the home.
So this Renaissance man, he's gonna be teacher, he's gonna be provocateur, he's gonna be intellectual, he's gonna be lover of arts, he's gonna be a lover of style, he's gonna have his swagger. So it seems like a lot to put on the shoulders of any other man. So I always want to know how many of us, and I say us, speaking as male, are up to that particular challenge. I mean, we need more kings out here. I mean, we've been called dog for so long. We need more dog spelled backwards. We need more
Yeah. More
of that. So I think that's part of the social dynamic that Dr. Rock was discussing earlier. That to some degree we have been vilified out here, and so we need a little bit more of our men being dog spelled backwards. We need a little bit more of that. We need a little bit more of these kings giving this message to these cubs. And as these cubs grow and become young men and they become grown men, then that particular cycle will continue, as opposed to the cycle they say that we have right now. Any thoughts on that, 713?
The question is, with how society is today, how do we get that man back into the household? How do we prompt him up? It comes back to the woman in the household.
And so we're back to solutions. You know, on the Dr. Rock Show, we're always looking for solutions. And 713 just posed an excellent question to us. We're combining Renaissance Man with his place in the household. How do we get this type of man back?
I'm not sure.
And as we said once before, it all starts with knowing thyself. And going along with that, if you recognize that's not who you are at the time, and if you see a need to be that person.
Well, KT, you know what, Dr. Rock, we probably have about 5 minutes left knowing him. He'll probably just barge right on in and say something in the last 5 minutes of the segment, right? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm going to have to repeat. I couldn't really hear you.
Okay, 5 minutes off the segment. I guess Dr. Rock probably will be coming in commercial time, right?
Well, I'm not sure if he's gonna come back, so that's why we got to hold it down for him until he returns.
Okay, you probably have to do it.
Hmm?
You probably would have to do it.
All right, I have no problem with it. That's why I'm the co-host with the most. But I'm going back to that what we said about if there's a need for this kind of man, this Renaissance man of all seasons to try and break this cycle that they say that we're in, and to say if there's a need for it, we said the most important thing about this is balancing self, knowing thyself. The first knowledge is that of self. Can a man change to become this? Do you think 713? And if you think he can change himself, if he realizes there is, you know, there's a deficit here, or there's something here that I'm not particularly satisfied with, is there something that he can do, in your opinion, as a woman observing a Renaissance man and non-Renaissance men and otherwise men, do you think there's something that he may be able to do to take it upon himself and change whatever it is so he can become this person?
Yes, I think he can. It's instilled with him. Because back to the Bible, God put man first. God put man ruler over everything, dominion over everything. So it is in him. He just has to be strong enough and bring it out of him. And his mate has to help him to become this mighty man of God, this king that he really and truly is.
The Renaissance man can't do it alone. Can't do it. He said the mate has to help try to bring it out of us.
Just like if the mate is not a good communicator, it's up to the man to help that mate become a better communicator.
All right, touche. So that's an issue I'm opposed to. That's an issue I'm opposed to Dr. Rock in a few weeks. I'm gonna ask him. We talk about the Renaissance man. What's his take on the Renaissance woman. So I'm going to have to pose that question to him in a few weeks. So I'm definitely going to have to ask him about that. But we have a few minutes left. Before we leave, I just want to take some time, a few more minutes to let everyone know. Visit the site, brandnew.me. That's brandnew.me. Brandnew.me. You have any books that you want to be published, give us a call. Go visit the site, Intimate Space Publishing. We got a new up-and-coming author coming on next week from Houston's 44. That's Acres Home. For those of you who don't know, that's Redonna Hines, a.k.a. Religion, coming out of Houston, Texas. Got a book coming out called Peaches and Cream. So you all are going to want to check that out. Also, go get the book Computer Love by Dr. Rock. Talks about some of these issues that we're discussing. Being a Renaissance man, taking care of things in the home. What if you want to change and become this Renaissance man? So go get the book. It'll give you a whole lot of insight. So as I said before, we have a few minutes left, about 5 minutes remaining. So 713, you want to give us some wisdom to go?
Just support your man, ladies. And he can be that Renaissance man. No matter what you're going through, patience is the key.
All right, definitely got to have some patience. If you're dealing with a Renaissance man in training, you're dealing with a defined Renaissance man for many years, or you're dealing with someone who's just trying to find the path to whatever he's going to be, ladies, you have to have some patience, and we have to be able to reach out to one another. Remember, sometimes people may not want to reach out to you, but if you reach out to them, I definitely believe that they'll reach back out to you. Just a few more things that I want to say that I was thinking about a few minutes ago. We were talking about how to become this Renaissance man, and we were talking about knowing one person's self. And if you have any kind of deficits or anything like that, or we don't want to call them deficits, because we believe any person can be whatever the definition is of a whole person. So I don't want to say any deficits. But let's just say that you do want to be this Renaissance man, this man of all seasoning. How can you do that? And this is just my very, very, very humble opinion. Emphasis on the word humble, emphasis on the word opinion. You say you start with yourself. And you learn how, first thing we said, learn how to give selflessly. I mean, no matter how much you know about arts and music and no matter what you're driving or any of those kind of things, you have to learn how to give of yourself. And we're all about relationships on the Dr. Rock Show. So you always want to know how to give of yourself completely and selflessly. That would always be the first thing. Next thing, be able to reach out to people. Like once before, no matter how much you know, it really doesn't matter if you're not willing to reach out to someone in need, whether it's your mate, whether it's your child. You have to always be able to reach out to someone in need. Also, be willing to educate our younger generations. That's another thing that's involved. You want to have a willingness to do those kind of things. Once again, we're talking about reaching out. But I have a few minutes left to go. Like I said, I'm not Dr. Rock. I'm not as wise as Dr. Rock. I will admit that. You know, I'm just a co-host. I'm KT, the co-host with the most, and I'm just filling in for Dr. Rock. Once again, he's out of town in Minneapolis. He's coming to a town near you, talking about the book, talking about the site, and all the things we can do for any up and coming authors out there. So if you have a book that you want published, bring it to Intimate Space Publishing. All right, so we got a couple minutes remaining. I'm going to put the brakes on this thing. 713, anything else?
That's it. I think you did a good job today.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm gonna let the Grand Master give his take. I know he's going to be listening. And I know he will be calling me sometime within the next few days until all our callers every week. Those who are just listening in on the show, we always appreciate it here at the Dr. Rock Show. And Dr. Rock, we'll be back next week. And remember, next week we have our guest host, author, Redonna Hines, a.k.a. Real Legend, new author with Intimate Space Publishing. Go get the book. And always remember, love thyself and you love the others around you.
Come here.